You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 174, part 2, Tips to Stop Yelling. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool, where we are diving in to tips to help you to quit yelling and getting ready for No Yell November, which is coming up. This year, I am doing a no yelling boot camp, and I'm really excited about this because I just want to give you as much help as humanly possible. And so I want to be able to give you lots of videos and help and coaching and all those types of things and make it fun and have a competition with it and just have some do a lot of fun things with that so that you can really start getting some skills and habits to stop yelling and to just even quit the desire to yell, which is a really awesome and fun place to be. I did want to tell you about some of the things that we'll be doing in the No Yelling Boot Camp that's coming up. So part of what I'm doing is I want to set you up for success, right? I want the house to always win. Just like if we were in Vegas or something like that, they always make sure that the house can win. So I want to make sure that you are set up for success. So part of that is making sure that your most basic fundamental needs are taken care of. And so with this, with tracking what we'll be doing is there will be certain areas that you will be tracking and trying to hit each day. So some of these areas are sleep. Now, instead of trying to think you have to get in a certain amount of hours of sleep, you're just going to be tracking how much you're sleeping. And this is great because I've worked with people in the past who are like, I am not getting anything done. Like my day is so hectic. And as I have them just start tracking their sleep, they realize that they're staying up till 1 or till 11:30 at night. And then they're so exhausted the next day that it's just taking it out of them and can just start seeing that, how their sleep is affecting them, because there's so many great studies about how much sleep we need. And with electricity, which is beautiful and wonderful, and I love it, a lot of times we can stay up later and stay up way later than our bodies need to. So be just tracking our sleep. So not getting a certain amount of time, but just start noticing like, oh, I feel way more irritated when I don't get sleep. Oh, I was able to be way more calm when I did get enough sleep, right? So just giving you a lot of information. The next one that you will be doing is walking 6,000 steps a day. Now, the reason for this is because our bodies need to move. And the depression threshold is about, I don't remember the exact number, but it's just under 6,000 steps a day. And so if you want to be above the depression threshold, say that really fast, that's a tongue twister. You want to be walking at least 6,000 steps a day. Now, this one's fun because not only have I done this with mamas, but I've done this with teens, and it has been life-changing. There was one specific teen I was working with who wasn't like clinically depressed and wasn't hurting themselves and wasn't doing anything, just had no motivation, didn't really feel like anything, and just kind of was like, blah. That would be the best way that this teen described themselves. And so I just challenged this teen with some of these things that I'm challenging you with. And one of them was this walking. And it has been amazing because this teen has kept up this walking habit because it changed their life so much. And so this was fun as part of my creation coach certification last year with Brooke Snow. This was one of the, well, actually both of those we had to do was track our sleep and also the 6,000 steps. And it was funny. Some nights I thought, oh my goodness, like I just walk around my living room to get this in if it was cold outside or whatnot. But then you just start getting creative. You park a little bit further away. You make sure you get up and you stand and you walk a little bit more, right? You take the stairs instead of the elevator and you start realizing it's not so hard. So a reason I'm having this as being part of No Yell November is because when we are not moving our bodies, it is the same as taking a pill that makes us feel more depressed. And so if you are feeling more depressed and your kids spill or they're late or they're not doing something you asked them to do, guess what? You are way more likely to yell. So that is why I will be having you steps. Next one is our food. And this one I was really struggling with. What was something that serves people? Because like I eat meat. Some people are vegan. Some people eat bread. Some people don't eat bread. So I was really trying to think of what was something realistic instead of like give up all sugar, which would probably be tricky when you're trying to give up yelling at the same time. So instead, I wanted to say something to do. So for this one is going to be eating 2 to 3 servings of fruits or vegetables. And you can kind of pick. So if you are not eating any real food, then just try to get 2 pieces of fruit in a day. If you are pretty good, then try to get 3 veggies in a day, right? And so there's a little bit of wiggle room with that one. I'm just trying to eat some real food and get some real food in your body. Because if you are eating a lot of junk food, you crash. And when you crash, you're irritable and you're more likely to yell at somebody, right? So all of these things are just to set you up for success. Another one is water, being able to drink enough water. Now, I did a 75 hard. I don't know. Was it last year? I can't remember when I did it. And one of the things they have on there is drinking 1 gallon of water a day. And it has been awesome. And I have been able to keep that habit up because I feel so fantastic. But that might be too big of a jump if you are not quite there yet. So another great place to start with water is taking your weight, halving it, and drink that many ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, then 50 ounces of water. If you weigh 150 pounds, right, that's 75 ounces, so on and so on. So whatever you weigh, half it and drink that many ounces of water. Another thing that I would want you to do is to do 5 minutes, and this can be an and or, meditating and journaling. So if you want to journal for 2 minutes and meditate for 3, or just 5 minutes of journaling, 5 minutes of meditation, just to really get clear of what you're creating. So neat. I found an old journal entry where I had written a letter from my future self. And something I was really struggling with at the time that I thought, I don't know how I'm ever going to be at peace with this. And it was so interesting because I wrote a letter and I kept it on my journal, and then I would journal about it often and I would meditate about it often. And I had forgotten that this now just became my new, like the person I am that is just at peace with this in my life. And it was so interesting that just that little bit of meditating and seeing myself being calm, or meditating and seeing myself be at peace with something, or journaling about it. And like, I want to be mad about this, but I don't want the results of that or the consequences of that, right? So just taking the time to meditate and journal, to meditate with your day and think of what is it like, how do I want to show up today? Think of it. Michael Jordan talked about this when they asked him, I do not know the exact numbers, but how did you make so many shots in the game? And I'm butchering this. He said, because I did it thousands of times in my head. So he envisioned himself so often making these shots. So envisioning yourself staying calm, right? So meditating in the morning, you're going to go somewhere that day, like kind of go over your day. Like, what do we have today? Okay, we're doing math today. Whoo, this is a day where I usually lose my mind. How do I want to show up? How do I want to react? How do I want to behave? And you start making this game plan before so that you don't just show up and wing it. When you're winging it, has maybe been yelling. And so even if you aren't joining us for the challenge, these are just awesome little habits to have each day to help you set up for success. So those are some things that we'll be doing within the boot camp. I will be going into details and showing you why they work and the science behind it. And it will be a lot of fun. And then obviously lots of skill and mindset stuff with actually not yelling. So anyways, you can go check that out at coachmeg.thomas. coachmegthomas.com. Did I say that weird? I don't know. coachmegthomas.com. And I put a no yelling boot camp link right at the top, and you can go in there and kind of see what you'll get. So anyways, go check that out. So last week I talked about tip one, and that was that yelling is 80% mindset and 20% skill. And if you're in the free no yelling support group, that was an interesting question that I threw out there, that what is some of the mindset that you had noticed that you were saying, and what could you do something different? So that's kind of a question you could ask yourself today of, what is a story that's not serving me, and what is something else I could say instead? So today let's dive into tip number 2. And this is, quick fixes don't work. Quick fixes seem like such an amazing idea, right? We have get rich quick, where if you invest $2,000 in my pyramid scheme, by this weekend, you're going to get $18,000. When in reality, you're most likely going to just lose $2,000, right? My husband does finances, and there's no like getting rich quick. It is controlling your spending, and it is being wise with your money and a good steward over your money, thinking of ways and being creative of how to earn money, just different things like that. And then you start accumulating wealth, and then you can invest it and buy properties, or you can do stocks or whatever it is you want to do, and you can accumulate a lot of wealth. There's no get rich quick unless you inherit gobs of money or win the lottery, which probably isn't very likely for most people, right? So we know that doesn't work with money. We probably also know it doesn't work with weight loss, that go and lose 10 pounds if you go do this juice cleanse. Now, I'm not bagging if you like to go do juice cleanse, but if you think that you go and do a juice cleanse this weekend and you drop 10 pounds, first of all, that I don't know that that's good for your body to drop 10 pounds so drastically. You most likely gain it all right back. And usually, if you don't change your habits with food and you lose weight by doing a really intense diet or something that's not sustainable, you'll usually gain the weight back and a lot of times more weight than where you were originally. So quick fixes don't work. And there are usually consequences to attempting quick fixes. So consequences of getting rich quick, right? A lot of times you're out money because you just keep throwing money at the next big thing that's going to make you gobs and make you the next billionaire, right? Same thing, consequences with weight loss, that sometimes it messes with your health, right? You gain the weight back, all those types of things. So there are consequences by trying to do a quick fix with behavior. So when you're trying to do a quick fix with behavior, oftentimes you go to yelling. And as most of you know, after you yell, just listening to coaching sessions and in our private Facebook group, the free one, nobody feels good after they yell at their kids. They're not like, wow, I feel amazing now that I did that. So one of the consequences to yelling is you feel terrible and you feel guilty, right? Not only that, you have consequences of a disconnect. You think about that. If you had a girlfriend who came in and yelled at you, you're probably not super excited to see her and you probably don't want to be with her. Same with your spouse. If he came in and he's yelling at you, you probably don't want to talk to him, right? And so your children, if you are yelling at them, you are creating a disconnect because it is no longer safe to talk to you and all those types of things. Now, this is not to say that you mess up one time and you have ruined your children and any possibility for a connection. That's like saying if you eat one donut that you will be diabetic and die, right? Absolutely not. It's the continuing the habit of just those little bits of snippiness and being critical and yelling quite often, just like if you started eating donuts every day, then you're going to start seeing those negative consequences, right? So as you are trying to give up yelling, allow it to be a process. It is not a light switch moment that you walk into a dark room, you flip on a light switch, and boom, you have light, right? It is a sunrise experience where it's very dark. And then when you have the sun hasn't even peaked up yet, but the sun is starting to come up and there's a little bit of light and you can see. And I think with that, sometimes you would see that in maybe behavior or connection. And all of a sudden there feels like there's hope. Like, okay, what I'm doing is working. But it takes whatever time the sun comes up, let's say it's 6 a.m. and to the time that you get the noonday sun, that's about 6 hours, right? Versus a light switch, which is instantaneous. So if you put that into the same idea of allowing it to be a process, that all of a sudden it's a noonday sun and you didn't even realize, like you forget how dark it was because it's just so bright, but it just happened so naturally and so easily that it just becomes this beautiful experience, right? And so allowing this to be a process, allowing yourself to make some mistakes, allowing yourself to just keep trying and allowing your kids space to feel connected to you again, right? So if you give up yelling today, I've seen this, right? And I joke too, like, oh, I ate one salad. Why did I not lose 20 pounds, right? Like, oh, I didn't yell at my kids one day, but they're still being a punk. Like, okay, it needs to be a consistent thing. It needs to be a process. There was a girlfriend of mine who is really fit and active, and we were talking about health, and she talked about that she does macros. And so she tracks her carbohydrates, her proteins, and her fats. And she says, it's interesting because when you do this, you don't actually see any results for a while until you do. And she said, and then it's really easy to maintain a healthy weight. I feel fantastic and all these types of things. And I think giving up yelling kind of creates the same thing. Like, at first you don't see any results and you have to go off some faith. Like, okay, I'm not yelling. This is not fixing everything instantaneously, but going off some faith, because all of a sudden it works. When all of a sudden your kids feel safe to come and talk to you, when your kids will start listening to you, when you allow your children to just be annoyed or feel irritated and not take it personally, and realizing that sometimes when you're a parent and you have to say no to things, that it's okay. And it's also okay for your kid to disagree with you. And it doesn't have to be the end of the world, right? So you just get to allow this to be a process. And as you do, you get lasting change. Instead of trying to do the quick fix things that are gone by the weekend or gone by the next week, right? They actually have lasting change where relationships just get to be fun and you start enjoying your children again and all those awesome things. So another thing I do want to say, as you are going through a process and allowing this to be a process and allowing time and space for the change, focus on your wins, right? So often I've seen in weight loss groups that somebody's like, oh, I only lost a pound. And the coach is like, what? A pound? That's amazing. 1 pound a week is 52 pounds a year, friend. Even if you only lose 1 pound every other week, that's about 26 pounds a year. That is amazing progress, right? If you even think about that 1 pound a month, that's 12 pounds a year. That is amazing progress, right? So focus on your wins. So think of a time maybe where you used to yell and get really snippy or something like that, like coming home from a date or leaving to go somewhere and you didn't. And I want you to cheer yourself on. Like, I am doing it. And you know, what's interesting is what happens is as you kind of change the focus from, I want to fix my kids' behavior to, I want to stop my yelling, a natural consequence that happens a lot of time is that then it allows space for you to teach your children the appropriate behavior you want to see. But it comes from a really authentic place of, I love you no matter what, but like, this is what's appropriate in our home. This is what's okay. And so just start focusing on your wins. Get rid of the idea that this is going to be a quick fix, that I'm going to just shove my feelings down for November and not yell at my kids and get my sweet prize from Meg. But instead, I'm going to allow this to become be a process so that I am the person I know I have the potential to be forever. For the rest of my life, I don't have to yell. I don't have to then feel the guilt. I don't have to see my kid in tears. I don't have to see my kid afraid of me anymore, because I've just become the kind of person who doesn't yell anymore. So that is the tip today. Once again, I want to invite you to come and join me for this No Yell November boot camp, where we will be starting at the end of September with a live call and then a private Facebook group so I can do some coaching in there, weekly videos, private group coaching in there just for that group, all those things. If you are in Mama's Members, this is actually free and just part of Mama's Members. So you don't need to do both. So anyways, ask me any questions, send me an email, anything like that, and I'd be happy to answer your questions. And I will talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.